Perek Yimel Mishnah Vav Arba Asar Shechalios B'Shabbos. The 14th day of Nisan that falls on Shabbos. Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. So what do you do? The first opinion of Reb Meir, he holds Mevaren Esakom Lefnei Shabbos to Reb Meir. You have to, except for the amount of bread that you're going to eat on Shabbos, you have to destroy everything before Shabbos. V'chacham or Omrim, the Chacham say, no, Bismanon. You can remove it all at the time. Eat as much as you want on Shabbos, and the rest, you know, remember, the Chacham say that Bir Chametz can take place even without burning, so you can wash it, you flush it down the toilet, or throw it out into the Yam. Reb Lez, Reb Tzadok, he has a distinction. He says, Truma, if it's Truma, Milafnei Shabbos, you have to dispose of excess Truma before Shabbos, because you can't give it to a non-Kohen. But Chulin, you can give to anybody. Anybody can eat something that's non-Truma, and therefore you can take care of it on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos. Now, we mentioned way back at the beginning that there is an iser of having chametz, which you can get rid of just by being mevatel the chametz, bitul chametz, that works on a level of doraisa. And then there's the physical removal, like bedikas chametz, even if you were mevatel it, midrabani, you got rid of it. But let's say you're traveling out of town, you realize, oh, you forgot there's chametz in your house. Well, on the one end, midoraisa, bitul would suffice, but do we make you go home? So we say, Ha'olich lishchores pesach, somebody goes to Shechter Karm Pesach, they left their house. V'lom les b'no. Or, they left home to go to do Mila. V'lechol sudas erisim v'veis chamif. Or they went to eat a sudas erisim, a wedding feast at their father-in-law's house. V'nizkar, they remember, she'eshlo chametz besoch pesach, they have chametz in their house. Im yoch, alachso l'var, v'lachso mitzvah, so yachso v'yvar. If they have time that they can go home, do beer chametz, physically remove that chametz, destroy it, and then get back on the road and get there in time for their mitzvah, great, go back. V'imla, but if not, mevatlo belibo, just do bittul in your heart, and that'll be sufficient. The chacham didn't require him to go back. However, what about the following case? Let's say he's trying to save something from, let's say, he's being chased, or other Jews are being chased, min hanachrim, from non-Jews, min hanar, from the river, umin alistim, from gangsters, min lake, from a fire, min apopolis, from a falling building, yavat belibo, in those cases, where you're needed urgently, you don't cheshbon, oh, can I go back and get back? You just do bittul. V'lishbos, shvisas harishus, but let's say you're just going on vacation for shvisas harishus, then yachzor miyad, you gotta go back and remove that chametz from your property.